Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
You have a dream. The truth is, that isn't enough.
And so, to have a special life, you have to do special things. And that usually means putting in the work and loving it.
I don't know your name, but I know you have a dream. I don't know where you're from or where you're listening to me. You may be listening to me in your closet, your bedroom, the gym, the car, the bus, the train, the plane. I don't know where you're going, but I know you are going somewhere. You've got a destination. People that make excuses are not connected to their destination.
You are not a victim. You are an overcomer. So my question for you is, what are you going to do with your frustration? What are you going to do with your pain?
Come on, kid. This is your dream.
Yes, you're going to feel like you want to give in. Yes, you're going to feel like that body just ain't got it no more. That it takes pure grit, tenacity, passion, and pure focus. This is what you train for. Because with every struggle that you have been through, it will help you to be stronger. But you cannot give up.
You gotta make a decision. What's it gonna be? Failure or success? Are you gonna look back on your life and live with regret?
And if you think for too long, you will convince yourself that it's too hard to get up, that you don't have the strength to get up. It's not too hard. There is a solution. You've just got to be determined to find it.
Life starts to push you back. People start to push you back. Everything around you starts to crumble. You have nothing else left to give.
But if you will keep a no-excuse mentality, then the sky is not your limit. The sky is your starting point. This is an every single day mentality. If you can hear my voice, you've got work to do. You've got a destiny to fulfill.
Earn your keep. Earn your victory.
Because from this day forward, your new and improved mindset says, I will make the impossible possible. I will make the unbelievable believable.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Yes, there will be pain. There will be failure. There will be days where you feel like packing it up and quitting. It will not be easy.
If it's important to you, you're gonna find a way.
You don't get to choose how you start in this life, but you do get to choose what you do. Real greatness isn't determined by some birthright or fate. Real greatness is determined by what you do with the hand that you're dealt. So what are you going to do? Sit there, do nothing, complain, be a victim? Is that really what you want? To be mediocre? No one, and I mean no person on this earth, has ever woken up and said, I just want to be mediocre. So what are you going to do about it? Do you want to coast through life without fulfilling the potential that lives within you? Do you really want to wake up one day and realize that all of the dreams you have had have passed you by? Each one of us has dreams and we have passions. We have things that we want to accomplish. Maybe it's a better job. Maybe it's to be more fit. Maybe it's to have a better relationship with our children or our spouse. Either way, there's something out there I know that you want. The real question is, how bad do you want it and what are you willing to do to get it?
Normal, regular people just like you and me can do extraordinary things.
I don't think greatness is something you're born with. Some mysterious power bestowed upon us by God. It's something that truly exists in everyone.
At some point in time, the egg hatches. At some point in time, your wings have to go out and you have to fly out on your own. You can't be carried for the rest of your life.
You made it this far because something kept you going. Something kept you believing. Something helped you to understand that the fight was not over yet. If you put your right hand on your heart right now, you can feel that blood pumping. You can feel that purpose. You can feel that reason.
There's nothing that I couldn't get up from. We're really strong. We're just being sold that we're not.
You know, you want to be a little bit better in some way tomorrow than you are today, but it's not gonna be in a linear path. You have to really do the work. Like, you have to back it with hard work. You know, and if you ask Conor McGregor, like, what's the secret to his success? Hard work, hard work, hard work.
Your dreams aren't going to come true on their own, so it's time to get to work. It's not gonna be easy. Great things never get dropped in your lap and they never start from comfort zones. If you want to be something you've never been, you need to do something you've never done. You'll be faced with difficult situations. There'll be times that you don't believe in your ability to persevere. There'll be times you feel incapable of rising to meet the challenges that face you. You'll be tempted to turn your back and run, but running is never the best option. When you're in the middle of a struggle, the only way out is through. Rather than running away from obstacles or trying to figure out some kind of way around them, go right through them. Brace yourself, steady your nerves, and tackle whatever you face head on.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Until this room redefines success into waking up in the morning and being happy versus money, we will be in a bad place. Think about two core things, in my opinion. One, you have to, at all costs, not beat your own self up with yourself. At all costs. It's huge. Yeah. You need to really be your own biggest fan instead of critiquing everything. Number two, moments in time. You've got to wrap your head around how young you actually are. You have to wrap your head around how early in the process this is and how this is just a very small moment in time. 400 trillion to one. I just want everybody to hear this. This is the reason I'm happy 24/7, 365 for the rest of my life. 400 trillion to one. The odds of becoming a human being. You might not like the human being situation you ended up in, but let me tell you this. Your mom might have grabbed another glass of wine and you never would have been. I mean, 400 trillion to one.
I think certainly being focused on something that you're confident will have high value to someone else and just being really rigorous in making that assessment. A natural human tendency is wishful thinking. So a challenge for entrepreneurs is to say, well, what's the difference between really believing in your ideals and sticking to them versus pursuing some unrealistic dream that right. doesn't actually have merit? And that is a really difficult thing to tell. Can you tell the difference between those two things?
Right.
You know? So you need to be sort of very rigorous in your self-analysis. I think certainly extremely tenacious and then just work like hell. I mean, you just have to put in, you know, 80-hour, 100-hour weeks every week. That all those things improve the odds of success.
Okay.
Right. I mean, if other people are putting in 40-hour work weeks and you're putting in 100-hour work weeks, then even if you're doing the same thing, you know that you will achieve in 4 months what it takes them a year to achieve. One of the biggest mistakes people generally make, and I'm guilty of it too, is wishful thinking. You know, like you want something to be true, even if it isn't true. And so you ignore the things that, you ignore the real truth because of what you want to be true. This is a very difficult trap to avoid. And like I said, it's certainly one that I find myself in having problems with. But if you just take that approach of you're always to some degree wrong and your goal is to be less wrong, and solicit critical feedback, particularly from friends. Like friends, if somebody loves you, they want the best for you. They don't want to tell you the bad things. So you have to ask them, you know, and say, really, I really do want to know. and then they'll tell you. And the way I tend to view problems is from a physics standpoint. I mean, I think physics is a good analytical framework. And one of the key things in physics is to reason from first principles. This is contrary to the way most human reasoning takes place, which is by analogy. Reasoning from first principles just means that you figure out what are the fundamental truths or things that people are pretty sure are fundamental truths. And can you build up to a conclusion from those principles? And then certainly if you come up with some idea and it appears to violate one of those fundamental truths, then you're probably wrong, or you should get a really big prize or something like that. So this may seem like, I don't know, maybe it may seem sort of obvious when it's explained, but it's actually not what people do. Reasoning by analogies is helpful because it's a shortcut.
Yeah.
And it's mostly correct, but it tends to be most incorrect when you're dealing with new things, because it's hard to analogize to something really new.
When you were in college and developing these skills, you wanted to do some things that were of benefit to humanity. Why did you think that?
Well,
because not everyone does.
Yeah, no. I guess it was, I had sort of a existential crisis of like, what does it all mean and what's the meaning, you know, what's the meaning of life? And it probably goes back to high school, I guess. I don't want to give a laboriously long answer, but I had sort of a dark childhood. It wasn't good. probably partially brought on by reading some of the philosophers, like, don't ever read Schopenhauer, Nietzsche if you're 14. It's not good. I was just trying to figure out what does it all mean. And when I read The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which I think is a great work of philosophy, that sort of highlighted the point that very often the issue is understanding what questions to ask. And if you can properly frame the question, then the answer is the easy part. So I thought things that expand the scope and scale of human consciousness and allow us to better ask questions and achieve greater enlightenment. Those are good things. And so that's sort of what can we do that's going to most likely lead to that outcome?
You know, it's funny. It's really hard to ask a giraffe to be a penguin or vice versa. And so one thing that's become much more obvious to me as I've gotten older is like, wow, DNA is powerful. Like, I'm so comfortable with no and losing and fear, but I'm so empathetic to people that aren't. And this will surprise a lot of you that maybe follow me, I'm unbelievably comfortable with aggressiveness and candor and binary talk on stage, but one-on-one, I've really struggled over the last 25 years as an executive with radical candor and shooting it straight because I'm so optimistic and I'm always trying to fix it. And so that's taken me a lot of work. And through that work, I'm like, okay, you know, there's the things that come natural and there are things that aren't. If you grew up in a framework with parents or customs that really desperately overvalue outside affirmation, the opinions of your parents' parents or siblings, because you come from a, let's call it what it is, an immigrant background where there's a huge commonality there. That's what I'd like people to learn, which is like, hey, like, what are we doing here? You've won the 400 trillion to one lottery of being a human being. Do you really want to live with regret? Like, do you not understand that the internet is the greatest optionality in the history of mankind? That our grandparents and everybody behind them had nowhere close to the options you sit with today? And really, like, what are you valuing that's making you conform into doing something that doesn't make you happy? Your current overhead? So sell your home and rent. That sounds crazy. You know, when I started talking about like, hey, in the pursuit of happiness, would you consider selling your home and renting? I mean, I got destroyed in the comments sections and a lot of the play, like that I'm some horrible person. I'm like, how is living your life to pay the bills that you've created for yourself? That's all humans, all that humans do are create their own jails and then live within it. That's all we do. So knowing that that's very hard in a human way, the situation you have with your parents, all that stuff, the professional one feels like I have a prayer of communicating that and letting people, and here's my point. If you wanna be a professional skier or if you wanna start a blog or podcast around cooking, my big thing is if you jump and start swimming, you know, this is riding a bike, kissing a boy or girl or you know, swimming. It seems super scary until you do it and then you just laugh about why it felt so scary. Like if you go do that thing and live more humble, live with judgment, you could always get a job again. Like, I don't know, like I just, my great fear is regret because it is the obvious thing I see in people that are 80 to 100 years old that seems super scary. Nobody was thrilled that they played it safe. It just, you don't see it. And I think people should spend more time with 80 to 100 year olds that aren't their grandparents. I mean it. I think people need context on life a little bit. I think people have a horrible relationship with time. Do you know how many people in this room are scared shitless of 30? Like it's some thing, like it means nothing. But our society has decided to tell you that you have to figure it out and marry and children and what are you talking about? 98% of the 59 year olds I know don't have it figured out. The hell are we supposed to have it all figured out at 30? 25, like people are making terrible decisions, getting married because they think they're supposed to by this age. You know, like buying homes because they think they're supposed, like the rules of modern society have led to, everybody wants to blame technology, you know, and drug companies for, you know, all our problems. We need to blame our norms, our expectations, are ridiculous North Stars that make no sense. We're living, when I look at this young of a crowd, they're living to 110. There's an enormous amount of people in here that are gonna live to 110 and are freaking out that they don't have it figured out by 30. You're not even a quarter of the way there yet.
But here's my message. To whom much is given, much is required. You have been blessed, invested in by this great faculty. You won't ever receive the kind of knowledge that you've received during your time here. But I wish that you would couple that knowledge with something else. Wisdom. Wisdom from a mother. Wisdom from a father, a grandmother, a grandfather, an uncle, an aunt, a friend, a favorite professor. Wisdom from somewhere. That combination will keep you centered regardless of the turbulence of the sea. That combination will keep you well grounded regardless of the ups and downs of life. That combination will cause you to make an impact, to grow your influence. I learned how to make an impact from the wisest person I ever met in my life, a third grade dropout. My father, wisest man I ever met in my life, left school in the third grade to help out on the family farm, but just because he left school doesn't mean his education stopped. Mark Twain once said, I've never allowed my schooling to get in the way of my education. My father taught himself how to read, taught himself how to write, decided in the midst of Jim Crowism, as America was breathing the last gasp of the Civil War, my father decided he was going to stand and be a man. Not a black man, not a brown man, not a white man, but a man. He literally challenged himself to be the best that he could all the days of his life. I have 4 degrees. My brother is a judge. We're not the smartest ones in our family. It's a third grade dropout daddy. A third grade dropout daddy who was quoting Michelangelo when he was a cook at Cal Maritime, saying to us, boys, I won't have a problem if you aim high and miss, but I'm gonna have a real issue if you aim low and hit. You see, it takes knowledge and wisdom combined to grow your influence so that you'll make an impact. You'll be a shipmate that others can count on. I learned that from a third grade drop. Simple lessons. Lessons like these. Son, don't judge people. The tendency of a person is to walk away from somebody that's different from them. You stay there and you get to know them. Never judge. Then he dropped Jonathan Swift on me, who said vision is the ability to see the invisible. Don't judge. Another lesson from this third grade dropout. Son, you'd rather be an hour early than a minute late. My father had the breakfast and lunch shift here at the academy. He had to be at work at 5 o'clock. We lived on Louisiana Street, 15 minutes away. My mother said for nearly 30 years, my father left the house at 3:45 in the morning. One day she asked him, why, Daddy? He said, maybe one of my boys will catch me in the act of excellence. I want to share 2 things with you. Aristotle said, you are what you repeatedly do. Therefore, excellence ought to be a habit, not an act. Don't ever forget that. The other thing I want to share with you is Harvard Business Review, September 2004. The article is titled Deep Smarts. Here's the thesis. Lecturing, what our universities are based upon, is the worst kind of teaching method. That if you want to get the intended message across, model the behavior. My daddy, a third grade dropout, a cook, was modeling excellence for his boys, combining academic knowledge and old school wisdom. That's what makes an impact. An impact, as you go all over the world, you're not interested in making a nice impression, you want to make an impact. Lesson number 3, son, make sure your servant's towel is bigger than your ego. I want to remind you, cadets, of something as you graduate. Ego is the anesthesia that deadens the pain of stupidity. Pride is the burden of a foolish person. You'll never be a great shipmate. You'll never be a great executive. You'll never be a great teammate if it's all about you. 12 years ago, when Ozzie Smith walked into the Hall of Fame, he said, I've always been told how average I can be. Always been criticized about being average. But I want to tell you something. I stand here before you, before all of these people, not listening to those words, but telling myself every single day to shoot for the stars, to be the best that I can be. Good enough isn't good enough if it can be better. And better isn't good enough if it can be best.
So many of your peers didn't even try, but you chose to try. And at times, you were forced to tap into your why. And if you forgot what your why is, it's the reason why you want to walk across that stage. Who you trying to make proud? And I'm not talking about yourself, because if it's just about you, you might throw in the towel. You might give up. You might quit. Are you doing it for your mama? Are you doing it for your daddy? Who are you doing it for? Because that's what's going to carry you when the waters get deep and you feel like you're about to drown. But you keep fighting. You keep pushing. and then it hits you like a ton of bricks. Sometimes all you gotta do is float, because success is yours for the taking. And you made a choice a long time ago that you refuse to lose. You doing this in the spirit of the name. And I ain't talking about your first name. I'm talking about your last name. Because your last name stands for something. Your last name means something. And you refuse to bring shame to your name. Why do you think you see sports athletes with their names on the back of their jerseys? That's not coincidental. That's done for a reason. There is a definite purpose behind that. Because the coaches know when they put on their uniform and they have their name on the back of that jersey, they're going to go out there and give everything they got, because they know their family is watching. And their mama's going to be proud. And their daddy's going to be proud. And their family's going to be proud. You got to think the exact same way. So get you a shirt with your last name on it. And when you walk across that stage and throw your cap up in the air, your little cousins, your little brothers, your little sisters will be saying, "That's my sister. That's my brother." And everybody in your family is going to be so proud of you, because you did it. You got it done. You didn't just talk about it like so many of your friends did, like so many of your peers did, like so many of your family members did. You are officially about to become the first person to graduate from college in your family. So I want you to stay in them books. I want you to keep blocking out the noise, because you, yes, you are about to go into the world and do well. You're about to go into the world and set it on fire. You're about to go into the world and leave a legacy. You're about to go into the world and blaze a trail. But more importantly, or should I say most importantly, you're about to go into the world and do some good. So what are you worrying about? You put in all the work, you put in all the blood, you put in all the sweat, you put in all the tears. You not only deserve it, but you've put yourself in a position to earn it. So yes, the day will come when you, my friend, will graduate. So please relax, because the facts are this. You made a decision a long time ago that you were going to get this degree. And there was no degree of difficulty. There was no degree of hurt. There was no degree of pain that would stop you. So you go forth and set this world on fire, because inside of you is a burning desire. It's a burning passion. Relax. You will graduate. Period. This is a great day to win.
So I was born with a physical disability. I was born with two fingers on my left hand and a shorter left arm. And now I have a super cool bionic arm. But, you know, the majority of my life, I hid my disability. For 17 years, I hid my hand. You know, I was bullied. I was like so depressed, and like mental health just wasn't a thing for me, because I was just a one-handed guy living in a two-handed world. You know, when everyone stares at you, when everyone makes fun of you, when you're kind of segregated and shown to be the monster, you know, it takes a toll. And unfortunately, there are so many labels that get put on people, especially people with disabilities. You know, when you think about synonyms for disability, you think of weak or broken or useless or helpless or less than. And I don't know if you can imagine being a kid living a life they didn't ask for, being labeled weak or broken. You know, so that really hurt me. And for 17 years, I hid my disability up until a few years ago. So I had to build this persona of fake confidence, and I kind of became that person that everyone's like, oh yeah, that's just the guy who hides his hand. But I had this fake sense of confidence about my disability and pretended like it didn't exist. And I did that for almost, 20 years. I tried to do everything to numb out the pain of being different, the pain of feeling like I wasn't enough. And I know a lot of people can probably sympathize with that. We go through so much, and it's so much to deal with at once that we want to run from it. We want to hide from it. And that's what I did. I hid my hand. I hid my feelings. I hid my emotions. I tried to numb out the world. And more specifically, I tried to numb out my world by running from something that, one, I didn't ask for, and two, I didn't deal with. So I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, which is an autoimmune disease, at 19 years old. And that was a massive wake-up call. That was a catalyst for asking the most important question I've ever asked myself in my life. What can I do with where I'm at right now to make this suck a little bit less? And that question just constantly went on in my mind. Like, how can I become more than what's happened to me? How can I become more than this circumstance that I hate? But how can I not let that hate towards a circumstance I can't control, control me? And I just started asking myself that question over and over. And my decisions, my behaviors, my actions, my thoughts started to replicate, that question. And I really feel like that question was the catalyst to get to where I'm at now. We get addicted to this, like, making everything beautiful, making everything, like, amazing. And sometimes we have to be real. Some situations do suck. They do. And we have to allow them to suck and not invalidate the fact that it does suck. Now, there's a difference between dwelling on something and acknowledging the reality of something. For me, I was like, okay, I'm going to acknowledge that I don't like this. But I'm also going to acknowledge that I don't want to stay in this feeling, because if I already have to go through this diabetes, I already have to go through being different, I already have to go through feeling like a monster, I don't have to beat myself up in my own head, If you get a flat tire on the side of the road, you don't set your car on fire. You deal with the flat tire. But that's what I felt like I was doing, and a lot of people do. A lot of people set the car on fire instead of addressing the main issue. They build upon it and make it worse. So that question really built and built and built. Now, a good question doesn't lead to an amazing outcome immediately. It still took me 5+ years, 6+ years to get the most comfortable and confident with who I was and figuring out that question. But that was a catalyst for sure. The 20-year-old version of me, take that advice. You have a right to what you're feeling, but just because you feel it doesn't mean it's real. Feelings are not facts. And I would try to get myself to question those negative thoughts and really try and understand that just because you feel a certain way, just because you feel people are staring at you, just because you feel less than, doesn't mean you have to invest in that thought. If we all invested in every thought we had, we'd probably be crazy, We get some negative random thoughts that come across our mind sometimes, and I'm not a crazy positivity hippie, so to speak. I wouldn't be standing in a burning building chanting positive affirmations. I would get the hell out, My job is to not let my mind take over, and that's when I win and when I lose and everything in between. So in talking to that 20-year-old version of myself, you're valid for what you feel, but at the same time, it's not a necessity to act out those feelings. You have a choice between what you think and what you do. And that choice is everything.
Mindset. So crucial in molding you for success. If you want it bad enough, then you're going to sit there and build it. The path to greatness leads through having a powerful mindset. I developed a mindset in some of the darkest, loneliest nights, in some of the darkest, loneliest roads, in order to gain a positive outlook on life. You have to endure pain. You have to go through hardship. You're going to have to sacrifice. You're going to have to sacrifice friends. You're going to have to sacrifice families. You're going to have to sacrifice time in order to develop the most powerful tool on this planet, the most underutilized tool on this planet, a powerful mind. Now, if you really don't want what you're asking me for, then you don't need to take the time to develop this mindset. But if you really seek out success, then you're going to allow your growth to grow exponentially through pain, through struggle, through hardship. The time is now. There is no more time to waste. Stop sacrificing your success based off of poisonous people who tell you you can't do this, you can't do that, because they're afraid. They're trying to throw their imperfections on you. You're not built that way. You are not built with weak values. Train like a champion. Mentality for training for gym, business, and life, all intertwined. A lot of your lessons you learn can be applied broadly and resonate with different arenas of your life. Learn from anyone willing to teach. Success leaves clues. When you speak, make your words count. I can't want it for you. You have to want it for yourself. Start your day with power and know that you are enough. You are enough and you have what you need to succeed. You are enough. You're equipped for greatness. You're powerful beyond your greatest imagination. In business, sports, and life, you have to develop a championship mindset, which sets you apart from the pack. Once an obstacle confronts you, you're going to kick it down. You're going to overcome. You're going to rise. You are a champion, a warrior. You must build a mindset for success that can endure pain and struggle, because it will come. Your mindset will make or break you. Mindset matters. Anybody that tells you differently don't have what it takes to be great. You can develop it. You can mold it. I want you to push. Whether you're an all-American athlete, all-state, all-world, or all-nothing athlete. Whether you're the CEO, the CFO, or the janitor, or even jobless. Don't allow anybody to confront you with their fears. No, not today. Not tomorrow, not ever. I am unstoppable. I have the mindset to succeed on the field, in the business world, in every arena of life. It's time to value your health, your passions, not your mother's, not your father's, your passions. There is nothing that can stop me. Not you, not her, not anybody. Because I am amazing. I am great. I am phenomenal. So are you. So are you.
Those voices in your head telling you to turn back, telling you that they'll fail, shut them the hell up. But I've failed in the past. I fell flat on my face. Listen to me. You can't have a better tomorrow if you're too busy thinking about yesterday. Once the past has taught you everything you need to know, then let it go. Your past doesn't define you. Regardless of what has happened in the past, today is a brand new day. You can always start fresh. You can write a new chapter, or you can choose to write an entire new book. Once you learn to let go of the past, then you can truly start living in the moment. Don't trip over what's in front of you because you're too busy looking behind you. We all have a choice when it comes to building our future. But I don't feel like I'm good enough. Feelings are not facts. Feelings may feel real. You may believe your feelings are real, but they aren't, and feelings lie. Don't make a permanent decision for your temporary emotion. Don't make promises when you're happy. Don't reply when you're angry. Don't make decisions when you're sad. Waiting until you gain control of your emotions may save you from making a decision you'll greatly regret later. But what about the people telling me to quit? Just like your feelings, them too. Never, ever, ever let a person who gave up on their dreams talk you out of yours. I've said it before and I'll say it again. The only person who has the right to tell you that you can't do something is you. Just because others have failed, it doesn't mean that you're going to fail. Just because others gave up, it doesn't mean you're going to give up. Just because others didn't have the strength to fight for what they believe in, it doesn't mean that you'll fall to the same weakness. Go after what you want and go after what you believe in. Listen to the person who matters most. You know who that is? It's you. Stop being afraid of what could go wrong and start believing in what could go right. There may be a million reasons you're afraid to follow your dreams, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't go after what your heart desires. Even if the odds are stacked against you, it doesn't mean you won't be successful. There's no obstacle that you can't overcome if you want something badly enough. The greater the challenges you face, the greater the miracles you'll create. Now that you've shut down the negative voices, it's time to focus. You'll defeat the person you were yesterday. The person you need to compete with the most is the old you. Today, you're going to train harder than that person. You're going to eat better than that person, sleep better than that person. You're going to read and educate yourself and become smarter than that person. You're going to live more than that person. You know their strengths, you know their weaknesses, you know them all too well. They're the old you, and there's nothing they can do to stop you. How do I know you'll be successful? Success isn't about greatness. It's about consistency. No one's born great. Greatness is something that is earned through consistency. If you show up day after day and work hard, if you give your full effort, if you leave nothing on the table, then greatness and success will come. The true secret of success is to accept the truth that the only path is the path of hard work and productivity. You'll get where you want to go and achieve your goals if you follow four simple rules. Show up, work hard, don't quit, and ask some questions along the way. Everything in this life is earned. There's no such thing as a free lunch, so go earn yours. But it's going to hurt. I want it to hurt. Pain leads to power, struggle leads to strength. If there was a pill that could fulfill your dreams without effort, would you take it? If you could buy what you want for three easy payments of $9.99, would you buy it? I wouldn't. I've seen how genuine hard work and effort changes people from the inside out. Through a cycle of struggle, hard work, and then success, something happens to a person, not only physically, but psychologically. You become confident inside out. That kind of confidence doesn't wash off in the shower. The effect stays with you. The confidence you gain stays with you. The feeling of success stays with you. The more you struggle and the more you have to work for what you want, the longer those feelings last. The easy path never brings a reward you really want. Nothing in life should come easily, and if it does, you don't want it because chances are it comes with a catch. I've tried before, but my last plan didn't work. If plan A doesn't work, there are 25 more letters in the alphabet. Even the most successful have had their share of failures and missteps. The difference between the successful and the unsuccessful is that the ones who accomplished their goals never quit. If they failed on the first attempt, they tried again. If they failed on the second attempt, they tried again. There are people who failed 15 times before they got it right. Don't let failure get you down or dissuade you from continuing to pursue your goal. There's no rule in life that says you can only try once. Learn from your failure and try again. Eventually you'll get it right, no matter how many times you fall down. Do you think when a baby's learning to walk, it sits down after its first fall and says, "Maybe this isn't for me"? The only time you truly fail is when you quit. So believe in yourself. Place a bet on yourself. The true secret of success is to believe in yourself. Be daring, be bold, and don't be afraid to go places that others fear. There is something greater inside you than any obstacle you'll ever face. Remember that a bird sitting on a branch is never afraid of the branch breaking because the bird's trust is not on that branch, but in its own wings. Do it now. Do it today. Don't wait until tomorrow, and don't wait for someday. There are 7 days in the week. Someday isn't one of them.
From a deep sleep, you awaken to your daily battleground. Another round with life, and by the end of the day, you're broken, battered, and beaten down. You're slowly losing your mind, and you keep checking the lost and found, hoping for a profound moment that gives you the strength to mentally and physically rebound. You were once bound and determined to block out all of the noise and all of the background sounds. But life sniffed out the fear in your soul like a bloodhound. And turned your smiles into frowns and changed your happiness into tears of a clown. And as you stand in a trance spellbound, that's when I come up and tap you on the shoulder. And when you turn around, I say it's time for you to turn your life around. I say it's time for you to get back up, cause life just knocked you down. I say it's time for you to swim, cause you about to drown. I say it's time for you to human up, my friend, and stand your ground. No retreat, no surrender. No retreat, no surrender. I need you to remember you have a God-given right to be a member of the next level society. And that means you must fight through the anxiety. That means you must never concede and go down quietly. That means you have to ignite your inner flames and show life that you are explosive and fiery. I know you come from what you perceive as nothing. I know you come from a home where there was never much hugging and you never felt much loving. I know your childhood is filled with memories of dream crushing. They told you you would never amount to much of nothing. And up to this point, you've been proving them right. Up to this point, you've shown very little fight. Up to this point, you keep walking in darkness and avoiding the light. Up to this point, you've been blind. But today, my friend, I'm your optometrist because I'm about to give you sight. No retreat, no surrender. No retreat, no surrender. You're at war with life, and life does not fight fair. Life could care less about your daily stress and all your crazy mess, your failure to progress, your lack of success, the fact that you're not living your best. I need you to dig deep into the depths of your heart and remind yourself that your heart has not stopped yet, and that means you haven't dropped yet, and therefore you refuse to throw in the towel. Life is simply trying to beat you down and put you to the test. No retreat, no surrender, no retreat. No surrender! I know you come from what you perceive as nothing. I know you come from a home where you never got much hugging. I know your childhood is filled with memories of dream crushing. They told you you would never amount to much of nothing. All of the fear and hatred in your heart, it's time for you to disown it. That inner child of your past, you have totally outgrown it. Don't you get it? The best of you is already inside. You've just never shown it. But what life failed to realize is that because of everything you've been through in your past, all of the setbacks, heartbreaks, failures, losses, you are prepared for any and everything life could possibly throw at you. So after a series of vicious body blows from life, you come back with a flurry of jabs and a wicked uppercut. And you look life dead in the eye and you scream, no retreat, no surrender, no retreat, no surrender. Because you remember that the champion that resides inside is now primed and ready to be unleashed to the world. And all of the pressure has formed a diamond, and the timing is impeccable for this incredible transformation from the basement to greatness. So please pardon the lateness, but I heard a wise man say, better late than never. So no matter what the weather, the storms of the past have made you wiser and more clever. You just have to know your worth and never let no human walk in the face of this earth tell you different. No matter what you're going through, there's somebody that's dealing with something much, much worse. So what I need you to do, pick your head up. I need you to believe in yourself. I need you to dig deep and find the confidence for you to keep pushing, for you to keep going, for you to keep growing, for you to keep glowing. Because success is yours. You said you wanted this. You wrote it down on your goals list. You wrote it down on your to-do list. It's not gonna be easy. There will be roadblocks. There will be setbacks. There will be pitfalls. And there will be haters. Haters will try and deceive, but you will shake them off. Because you've got greatness to achieve. They don't like you, but I promise you they're watching your every move. Come on, kid. When they play checkers, you play chess. Because it's your time to live life at your best. See, no hater can stop your favor. So I need you to power through the sour taste of now to get to the sweet taste of later. When that negativity pops into your brain, I need you to immediately shut it down. See, sometimes it seems like life doesn't want you to win, and you allow those negative voices to win over and over again and again and again. But now is your moment, and I need you to own it. Come on, kid. I need you to flip that negative batter and turn it into a positive pancake. See, a positive perspective can change a negative facial expression. Don't forget to count your blessings. Come on, kid. This is your dream. Come on, kid. This is your life. Come on, kid. This is your mountain to climb. Next level success awaits. You have everything already inside of you to achieve the goals and the outcomes that are already yours. Kid, I just need you to have a little gratitude. Kid, I just need you to switch it to a positive attitude. Kid, I just need you to know your longitude and your latitude. And what I mean by that is know where you're at. And also know where you're trying to go. Because it's impossible to hit a target that you can't see. I know the world is pulling at you, kid. I know your mama wants you to do this. I know your daddy wants you to do that. But my question for you was, what do you want to do? This is your life. This is your dream. Don't do what they want you to do just because they want you to do it. I need you to take some time and figure out what it is that you like. Figure out what it is that comes easy to you, that's hard to most. And that's the direction you need to go in. They may not like it, but if you get excited when you think about it, if you get excited when you do it, it really doesn't matter. They may not understand right now, but I promise you, when you walk in your light, when you walk in your gift, the day will come when everybody will get it. Go run towards your dreams. Go run towards your gift. Go run toward what makes you happy. Go run toward what sets you on fire. And live life with passion and desire. Come on, kid. It's time for you to do you. It's time for you to love you. It's time for you to ride off in the sunset and set yourself up to live life on your terms. And set yourself up to live the life you were born to live. Come on, kid. Keep believing in you. Because on the other side of your stressing,
is an unbelievable blessing that has your name on it. You just gotta own it. You just gotta go get it. You just gotta go take it. You just gotta make it a reality. Kid, it would be a tragedy if you tried to live out somebody else's wishes of you and you didn't pursue the greatness that you have within. If you didn't pursue the greatness that you were destined to achieve. I'm just dropping by to remind you, your best days are ahead and your worst days are behind you. So never let anyone define you. Let your mistakes and experiences refine and redesign you. Come on, kid. This is your life. And you said you wanted it bad. So if they get mad because you didn't do what they wanted you to do, tough. Because you're built tough. And you understand that tough times don't last, but tough people do. Champions like us never give up. We always go harder and work smarter and focus on the success that lies ahead and not the misery and not the drama and not the ignorance that we left for dead. Come on, kid. Believe in the power of you. Come on, kid. This is your dream, and you have to be all in for it. It's team you. And you gotta battle the outside voices. You gotta battle the outside forces. But your number one competition is yourself. It's you versus you. So when that negative voice starts trying to dominate, you take that positive voice and shut it down and tell that negative voice, stop. I'm trying to elevate. Come on, kid. It's your time to win. And remember, it all starts within. You radiate greatness. Never, ever, ever forget that. So take that plan and keep executing and revolve. That's your evolution. Success is yours for the taking. And I just need you to set your internal GPS to the destination of next level. And if you keep going, you will arrive in style. This is a great day.